The Narrowboat Girl by Annie Murray. Read by Frances Barber. Ladywood, Birmingham, 1926.
Oi, Mary Ann, pack that in or your shoes will be all scuffs.
Sally Nelson sat primly on the step of the Garrett Arms, her baby brother clasped on her lap, as her younger sister skipped impatiently up and down, aiming kicks at the grime-encrusted wall. Mary Ann stopped for a moment and stared down to her cast-off shoes.
They're all scuffs anyhow, so what you on about? Oh, where's our dad got to? He should be here by now.
Sally's big sister bossiness couldn't rile her today. It was the 17th of September, her 12th birthday, and their dad had promised they'd go and fetch the kitten home from Nanny Firkins. After school that day, she'd come dashing home well ahead of Sal, her excitement even overcoming her wariness of her mother.
Mom, Mom, you there?
She tore up the entry to find Flo Nelson in the yard toiling away on the mangle. Billy was stamping in a scummy puddle of wash water, wet clothes strung on lines along the yard, flapped against Mary Ann's face.
"Course I'm here. Where else would I be?" Flo snapped. "And keep your grubby hands off of her there. Here."
She reached down the front of her blouse for a twist of cloth, from which she took a sixpence.
"Go find yourselves an ice cream, and take him with you."
"Oh, tar, Mom. What about Tony?"
Her 5-year-old brother would be whining if he saw her with an ice.
"He's round with Alec."
Flo jerked her head towards the wall adjoining the next-door yard. "What he won't know won't hurt him." Sal was just coming along the road.
"Here, Sal, I've got a tanner."
The girls found an ice cream cycle on the corner of Garrett Street.